Are you experiencing fatigue, low libido, weight gain, or muscle mass that is lost? You might be suffering from a testosterone issue. Now, testosterone is really one of the most important hormones in the male body. And when your testosterone levels are low, you may be experiencing symptoms such as decreased sex drive, low moods, fatigue, moodiness, problems with concentration or brain fog, erectile dysfunction, and loss of muscular strength. Low testosterone levels over time can also lead to osteoporosis or weakening of your bones, and also improper protein synthesis. And so this really is not a problem that you should ignore. Unfortunately, testosterone levels naturally decline after the age of 30 in most men. This is why more and more men are turning to testosterone replacement. One possible option for this is testosterone replacement therapy, or TRT. These medications can be given to men with testosterone levels below 300 nanograms per deciliter, as well as having associated symptoms. Now, TRT can be injected, taken orally, put in as a pellet under the skin. It can also be applied as creams or as a patch as well. However, these medications aren't the first course of action for low testosterone levels. TRT can actually have quite a few side effects, and the long-term risks and benefits are still unknown. It also doesn't address the underlying cause of the low hormone level. For these reasons, you need to talk to your doctor about whether TRT is the right approach for you. If your doctor does determine that you have low blood testosterone levels, also with the accompanying symptoms, then they may consider giving you testosterone replacement. Alternatively, there are natural ways that we can actually do to actually help boost your natural testosterone. Eating well, making sure you're eating a variety of diet to really ensure that you're getting all the nutrients that your body needs to synthesize testosterone. You should also be eating some of these foods that I'm going to be mentioning that will also help naturally increase your testosterone levels. Almonds, shrimp, coconut oil, beans, pumpkin or sunflower seeds, peanut butter, or wheat or oat bran can actually help increase testosterone naturally. Also, while you're at this, you need to quit any restrictive diets that you're on, as they are often eliminating foods that increase testosterone levels, like healthy fats. You also need to cut down on the number of sugar that you're intaking, as sugar increases insulin resistance, which in turn then also lowers testosterone levels. Increase vitamin D. Low vitamin D levels are strongly associated with greater risk of low testosterone levels. So make sure you are at least getting vitamin D through the sun, supplements, or also foods. And some foods that contain vitamin D are eggs or fatty fish. Sleep more. If you don't sleep enough, then you are at greater risk of developing low testosterone levels. So make sure you are getting at least 7 to 8 hours of sleep a night. Exercise regularly. Exercise regularly, even if you don't feel like you have the time or you don't feel motivated. Exercises that are particularly good at increasing testosterone is sprinting, weight training, any forced rep exercises, and any exercises that also help to build the big muscles, especially those in your legs. Lower your stress levels. Stress increases cortisol production and uses up cholesterol. And cholesterol is really the basic building block needed to help make more testosterone. So lowering your stress will make more cholesterol available to help make more testosterone. Herbs. Take some herbs to naturally increase your testosterone. Some of these herbs are maca, fenugreek, cocoa, and also tribulus. Supplement. Visit your doctor if you actually have low zinc levels, as sometimes this is also associated with low testosterone levels. Make sure you're also getting checked your magnesium, creatine, boron, and DHE levels, because sometimes supplementing with these can actually help to boost your testosterone levels. Now, before trying any of these strategies and tips that I had mentioned, Make sure you talk to your doctor to ensure that they will fit your condition, as there could be potential side effects. You can also try some of more of these radical strategies, such as EMS, which is electrical muscle stimulation, which involves using electrical impulses to stimulate motor neurons. Platelet-rich plasma injections, or PRP, involves injections of platelets that contains lots of bioactive proteins and growth cells that actually stimulate cellular regeneration and tissue repair. Red light therapy, as studies have shown that testicles are actually receptive to red light therapy. Stem cells injections, which may actually help with erectile dysfunction. Cold thermogenesis, which is the application of cold to parts of the body to reduce blood flow and reduce inflammation, which allows toxin-free blood flow in afterwards. Pulse electromagnetic field, PEMF, which may actually help to reverse harmful effects that radiation and EMF exposure can have on testicular health. If you're interested in these therapies or in testosterone replacement therapy, then talk to your doctor for advice. You should also talk to your doctor immediately if you're suffering from a low sex drive, low muscular strength, or erectile dysfunction, as these are all classified as diseases and therefore require intervention. Thanks for listening today, and that's all we have for you today. We hope that these natural tips to really help understand and boost your testosterone naturally and help you with your health. Remember that we're here to empower you to take control of your health.
This podcast has been produced and broadcast solely for informational and education purposes by DrLamCoaching.com for healthy individuals in a non-medical setting only. Statements and views expressed in this podcast are not medical advice and have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. The products and supplements discussed in this podcast are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. If you believe you may have a medical condition, please consult your own doctor. No telemedicine services, medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment are provided by any of the persons appearing in the podcast. Opinions of guests are their own, and DrLamCoaching.com does not endorse or accept responsibility for any of the statements and views made by guests. The views and opinions of guests in the podcast are their own and do not reflect those of DrLamCoaching.com. This podcast does not make any representations or warranties about guest qualifications or credibility. In some cases, individuals on this podcast may have a direct or indirect financial interest in the products or services referred to herein. Podcast listeners should always seek the advice of their physicians or other qualified health providers with any questions they may have regarding their own medical conditions. Podcast listeners must always continue to follow the advice of their personal physicians for all of their medical needs.